Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Gentlemen, we will be hearing again from Alex Jones coming up in the third hour on the planned UN takeover of local police departments. I don't think that's going to go how they want it to go, but in an ironic twist, since, you know, all these protesters hate the police so much, I wonder if they'll hate the UN police or if they'll just bow down to that if Don Lemon tells them to. But I wanted to play this video, which is from 10 or more years ago. I couldn't find the exact date, but basically, a civil rights leftist progressive activist who's against police brutality, specifically deadly force, decided to actually take a training course on what the police have to go through and the certain different situations where deadly force may or may not be necessary. And he went through this course and he came out on the other side with a different perspective. And again, this is from 10 or more years ago. I couldn't locate the exact date, but I think it's very important to, again, have some empathy for police in these situations, because, you know, they're people too, but I guess their lives don't matter if you're a progressive Democrat. But here was a civil rights activist, anti-police brutality activist, who went through some of the training and came out on the other end with a different perspective.
You're looking for your vehicle. What kind of car do you drive?
Where have you hand your gun?
What kind of car do you drive?
It's my car, man.
Oh. Maupin, the officer, is shot. It happens that fast.
At what time did you think that it was time for you to address the use of force that was given?
When he came to the back of the vehicle, and was hiding. You know, I could sense something was wrong.
Scenario two, a call of two men fighting.
What's going on today, gentlemen?
What do you want?
What's happening here?
What's wrong with
back
you?
Back up.
Huh? What are you doing, man?
Hey, you shouldn't approach me. You shouldn't approach me.
We were just arguing about what happened in there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You just shot him?
Hey, he rushed me.
Tell me why you shot.
Well, I've shot because he was within that zone. You know, I felt there was an imminent threat. I didn't necessarily see him armed, but he came clearly to do some harm to the officer, to my person. It's hard to make that call. It shakes you up.
Again, an unarmed man was shot. Scenario three, a call about a possible burglar walking down the street. Maupin gets him on the ground. He's not compliant.
I need you to keep your hands up, sir.
For what?
Because I need to check that waistband.
Well, why? What are you doing?
Because I don't know what you have under there.
Everybody, look at this guy. What are you doing?
No shots fired.
Huh?
But the suspect did have a hidden knife in his waistband. I went through the scenarios, too, without seeing what Maupin did.
So, do you have keys or do you have anything to show me that?
Don't worry about it.
No, I need to talk to you. Come on out over here. Well, I'm dead. Maricopa County Sheriff, get on the ground. Get on the ground. Both of you, get on the ground.
What do you want?
Get on the ground.
For what?
Get back. Get back.
Same results for both of us.
What are you doing?
Things happen very fast out here. I asked Maupin what his biggest takeaway from this exercise will be.
I didn't understand how important compliance was, but after going through this, yeah, my attitude has changed. This is all unfolding in 10 to 15 seconds. People need to comply with the orders of law enforcement officers for their own sake.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, Now, here's the thing, and that was from at least 10 years ago. I couldn't get the exact date. Here's what's sad about that. Your average leftist activist back then was not nearly as vitriolic and hate-filled and violent as they are now. And so that man was probably opinionated about some things, but he went in with an open mind. You could tell he was fair about his conclusion and his analysis and his experience. And he said, hey, you know what? I'm a little more empathetic toward police officers now. I'm afraid that window of opportunity is closed. And so the good news in this is that Americans that can actually think for themselves and don't have hatred in their heart and just want to live in America, if they were ever in a gray neutral zone, there's no gray neutral zone anymore, folks. And the left has done this. Obama is now considered a centrist. Think about that. That's how far the left has gone. So either you hate police and you want to see all police and all whiteys die, which which is the now left, or you're just like, hey, I kind of like America and I'd like to live in America. That's the demarcation line we're at now.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
America is on the edge, ladies and gentlemen. And it really just goes one of two ways from here. And it's really hard to measure the timeline, because there's going to be so many different landmines laid out for us before we reach this election and beyond here in 2020. But right now, if this trend plays out and the president does not take serious action, you're probably going to have to physically fight for this country. And that's the worst case scenario. None of us want to deal with it, but that's the path we're heading down right now. You will have to physically fight for this country and for your freedom and for your family. I don't know how it's going to look. I don't know how it's going to go or what it's going to mean, but that's what it's going to come down to. And so, yeah, you're going to need storable food. Yeah, you're going to need water filters. Yeah, you're going to need ammunition and guns. That's serious. I think Americans are realizing that right now, and they're getting battle-hardened. Folks, I'm a sounding board for a lot of people. A lot of people here locally and just a lot of people in general, media and so on. And I'm telling you, I'm getting the same message, folks. Because you got to understand, this audience is very unique. And we're not in a cult. You know that. And so, yeah, there's going to be support for Trump. There's going to be people that are going to have undying support for Trump. My first priority is not to support Trump, but to support America and freedom and truth and reality and justice. Trump will decide his own fate. But I'm telling you, folks, it's two big things that are happening right now. People are seeing what the left really is and getting as far away from it as possible. I mean, seriously realizing what it is now. So that's good politically. So maybe it'll take 16 years to clean all this up politically. We don't have 16 years. We might not even have 16 months. The other message I'm getting, Owen, where is Trump? What is he doing? He's failing us. This isn't winning. He promised this. He promised that. He keeps tweeting. No action. Well, again, Trump's going to determine his own destiny. The entire wicked evil establishment is lined up against Trump. That's undeniable. It's also undeniable that when it comes to all the criminality that the left is engaged in right now, very little, if any, action at all. And all the things that he's done that have been so great can all be reversed overnight. You saw what they did to the booming economy, erased it with a fake pandemic. All the foreign policy, getting out of the TPP and the Paris Climate Accord and all that, if Biden gets in, he'll sign us on to all that and more. They'll reverse all of it. So Trump better be focusing on making sure they don't steal this upcoming election, because that is modus operandi number one for the Democrats. In fact, here's Stacey Abrams projecting this, telling you the Democrat plan, but as usual, it's like if somebody hands you like a pamphlet and it's like, here's the master plan. And you can clearly see it says, you know, like, says like, written by Dr. Evil. And then they just scratch out Dr. Evil and then put Trump. And you're just like, wait a second, it says Dr. No, it doesn't, it says Trump. But here's Stacey Abrams projecting onto Trump what the Democrats are doing right now.
One of the most powerful weapons in our toolbox against this system is the ballot. As the federal government works in concert with Republican officials who fear what we know to be true, the empowerment of communities of color, women, and young Americans means the rejection of their politics. So voter suppression is their playbook, because without it, there is no path to victory for Republicans and no future for Donald Trump. We saw their playbook at work this past Tuesday, where voters, mostly black and brown Americans, suffered from incompetence and malfeasance at the hands of Republican secretaries of state.
Yeah, if you don't vote Democrat, you ain't black. Trump and Republicans are trying to have voter suppression? Are you stupid? Trump supporters and Republicans have not done anything more to get people registered to vote. I mean, just the lies of this woman. But again, folks, they're projecting what they're doing onto Trump, because they know politically they have no path to victory. Folks, Joe Biden can't even fill a gym. Do you realize that Joe Biden's last rally in Cleveland before they shut everything down, I believe it was like March 2nd or something. You guys can try to find this. Do you realize he had a planned rally and no one showed up? No one. Nobody. Trump has a rally planned for Tulsa, Oklahoma this Saturday with over a million people RSVP'd online. And that was after he kind of spit in the eye of his people and moved it from Friday to Saturday. I was not happy about that. But fine, he did it. He catered to the leftist media mob again. A million people registered for Trump rally Oklahoma. Joe Biden has a rally. Nobody shows up. Zero. Oh, but, oh, yeah, Biden's leading in the polls. Oh, yeah, Trump can't win a political victory. He just beat Hillary Clinton and the entire establishment. And Biden can't get 10 people to show up at a rally. But, yeah, we got him. We got Trump dead to rights now. But he's going to cheat in the voting booth. We just know it.
Even though that's all they do.
It's like, you know, I mean, I don't know what George Floyd's political affiliation was, but now that he's dead, I know he's going to be voting Democrat for the rest of his life. Everybody knows that. Project Veritas has caught the Democrats cheating. James O'Keefe went in and walked in and voted, I think it's like Michael Jackson and Dennis Rodman. It's a joke. And then, oh, Trump's trying to stop this. Trump hasn't even been involved in politics for four whole years yet. And somehow everything that's wrong with the system is Trump's fault. Of course, we know that's BS. But again, people are wondering what the president is doing. I don't have any answers, folks. Believe me, I'm just as angsty about President Trump right now as anybody else. And I don't think it's time to be anti-Trump. I think it's just time to be pro-God, pro-America, pro-truth, pro-justice, and let Trump decide his own fate and own destiny. Because at the end of the day, whoever the president is, the left is going to come to your front door and force you to take a vaccine, hand over your gun, hand over your medical records, hand over all of your freedom, and that's ultimately when you're going to have to decide. And it's not going to be these leftists out here in the street. It's not going to be the police. It'll be mob squads with the UN or literal Democrat operatives inside the FBI or law enforcement somehow that's going to go to your front door and tell you to turn in your guns or take a COVID test or take a vaccine or whatever. And it's just sick. But hey, they've spent their wad. They've exposed themselves promoting all the rioting and everything, and then telling you you can't own a business. Politically, the Democrats are dead, folks. They know it. Nobody wants to vote for a Democrat right now, except the lowest IQ people out there. But, hey, you know, when you're told you're not black unless you vote Democrat, well, I guess you can't think for yourself after all anyway, can you? You're going to let old whitey Joe Biden, who calls black kids cockroaches, walks around sniffing and molesting children on live camera, you're going to let him decide if you're black. That's what you're going to do. Because you're so smart, you figured the whole thing out, didn't you? You figured the whole thing out. It's Trump that's out to get you, the guy that's been in office for 4 years. Not Biden, who's been in office for 40, or Feinstein, who's been in office for 70, or Pelosi, who's been in office for 50. No, not all the Democrats. No, it's Trump that had record low unemployment, including in black communities. Yeah, it's Trump that's out to get you. Not all these damn Democrats that have been putting you in jail for 50 years. Yeah, it's Trump. You guys figured it out. Yep, the Democrat voters, you guys really figured it out. You're geniuses.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gentlemen, it's now my mission, and I have to consciously get in my own head and train myself here and shift the gears around. But the mission of exposing the fake news, exposing the globalists, exposing the Democrat plans, exposing Bill Gates and all this other stuff, that mission is complete, folks. There's really not much more we can do in that mission. And we've put out so many different satellites and beacons of this information that it's already so prevalent and out there. Most people that are getting awoke to all of this and retweeting it and sharing it and doing videos, they don't even realize we're the original source. So to me, that's the sign of, okay, time to change tack and think about what we need to do operationally to seize victory from the jaws of defeat here. And there's a lot of different questions and measurements I have to make. But I've decided it's to tell you, you know where you are, get right with God, and be ready to defend this country and your family physically. Because, again, this isn't about, I mean, I could have decided, okay, you know what, it's time to be anti-Trump and severely hold his feet to the fire and see if we can maybe get him to do something that way, fearing he would lose the election. But I measured that, not a path to victory. The path to victory is to just tell people, because we still need Trump. Like the Bulls need Jordan. We still need Trump to take that buzzer-beating shot. But people just need to know it's time to get prepared to defend yourself and your family, folks. It's reached that time. And I know it sucks to think it, but look, all the sport leagues are shut down. All the concerts are canceled. All your favorite restaurants are shut down. This is your time to get prepared if you're not. And I get it. It's not fun, folks. Nobody wants to live through this, but this is where we're at. This is our duty now. Now, you can help your own cause by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting emergency food supplies. Kind of a little lull in the road right now. So there's a window of opportunity to get emergency food supplies before there's another big run. And either we sell out or it's going to be months before you can even get them delivered. Right now, the average delivery time is within a month. So, InfoWarsStore.com, get your emergency food supplies, folks. I don't like bringing you this message. I don't like sounding grim. But this is the situation we're in. Get yourself prepped, ladies and gentlemen. Emergency food supplies is one of the first steps. And we have the availability of emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, it's the best quality emergency food. It's at the best price. We've done the market research. So, hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Figure out what you need. You need a year supply. Do you need a month supply? Do you need a 3-month supply? Do you need this supply? Do you want this type of food, that type of food? We've got all the options. Now, some of it's sold out, but we still have emergency food available at InfoWarsStore.com, but you're going to have to go through the site to find out what's available and what is not. But get on this, folks. Emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we also have some of the best supplements on sale right now. 60% off Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Real Red Pill, and Real Red Pill Plus, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, and BioTrue Selenium. All 60% off. The Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus is about to sell out. So if you like that, get on that. Vanilla Coconut Protein Bar is about to sell out as well. And we cannot emphasize enough, it's a miracle we're here. You are the miracle that's kept us on air. Against all odds, every day Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and George Soros and John Brennan wake up and they know InfoWars is still on air.
They get so angry and then they get so upset that they haven't defeated us, that they haven't defeated you. So we're still in this, and we're not going anywhere as long as you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We got big things coming up as well, including our crew, boots on the ground from the nation of CHOP, formerly Chaz. Has already been, I guess, a political overthrow. So we'll be hearing from them here momentarily as well. Just let me know when those guys are ready, okay, guys? Now, let me get into something else real quick, because I've got a whole stack of news that I'm going to just have to focus on during a segment and just do it all in a segment where they're getting ready to ramp up the second COVID hoax. And so that's coming soon as well. We're getting connected with our guys in the nation of CHOP, formerly Chaz. I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like they're on a march right now. Guys, just let me know whenever we have some info on that. So you can go and, okay, I think we're ready to go then. Let's go. So our guys are now with Joey Gibson from Patriot Prayer. And now they're marching with some Christian conservatives through the nation of CHOP. So let's go now to Joey Gibson with the InfoWars crew. Joey, how is it going?
It's going good so far. It's early in the morning, so a lot of people are still sleeping. but I'm here with Beverly and Betty. She flew out from New Jersey. I've been following her the last couple of weeks, and she's really moved me, inspired me. She actually got arrested in front of Planned Parenthood in New York City for violating social distancing orders, if you can believe that, while they allow people to riot and burn down buildings. And so she's out here just to preach the word of God. Basically, you know, it's obviously... You know, unfortunately, it's sad to say this, but it's a good thing that she's black, so she can come out here and reach out to people, and that can be a bridge. And hopefully Jesus can be a bridge also.
So you guys are you guys in CHOP right now? I mean, was there like some struggle to get in? Was anybody at the entry zone? Now you're there. You got your Patriot Prayer hat on, your free prayer shirt. Has there been any, flack for stepping in?
No issues yet. We just pulled up, so obviously they're going to make a million phone calls. I'm sure it's going to get a little bit crazier here in a little bit, and we'll let you guys know. We're just outside of the border of this new country, by the way.
Yeah, they have a wall, by the way.
Zone. I know they do, but I want my own autonomous zone, okay? Yeah, that's the thing. I want my own. I want a constitutional autonomous zone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Constitution doesn't apply in the nation of CHOP or their own logic because they have walls, and it's the most racist nation I've ever heard of. They literally have signs for segregation.
Yeah. So the guy that I saw yesterday, you're playing the video of the preacher who got choked out by Louise.
And sexually assaulted. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Disgusting.
You can't make this stuff up. But they're saying, he was saying, I'm a sovereign citizen or whatever he was saying. And they're like, well, we get to pick who stays in here. So they're like deporting people out of their country.
Yeah, they got their own like organic ICE now.
Yeah, they do.
And look, it's all white people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is insanity. I'm looking at a video of all white people hating each other in the name of black people.
Right.
How did we get here, Joey?
Well, they're taking advantage of black people. They're taking advantage of black people for their own communist agenda. I mean, and, you know, I really wish that the black community would begin to wake up and understand. Listen, if you don't like your community, if you're upset at your community, if you're upset about the policing in your community, do you know that you keep voting Democrats in every single time? I mean, these Democrats are running these cities, every single city, right? Every single major city. I really wish there would be some sort of awakening, you know. Obviously, Candace Owens is doing a lot to try to push that. But we'll see what happens this year.
But see, you know, that's the weird thing, Joey, is that it's never going to be a Candace Owens or someone that wakes these people up. Because it's always got to be somehow of their own volition if they have any left. But maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. They realize, wait a second, every city that we're complaining about is run by Democrats at every level. The governor, the mayor, the city council, the local boards, everything. It's all Democrats. So maybe it's like if somehow if they realize it, I mean, the Democrats are already done, but that's like an eternal death blow. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm really just at a loss at this point, folks, because InfoWars has been so vindicated that, like I said, I'm just trying to shift the gears in my own head to figure out what our next role in this is. Our role in 2016 and 2015 was to get Trump over the hump of the establishment, stopping him from getting the Republican nomination. We were successful in that endeavor. Then it was propping up the reality of who Trump is versus the lies of the mainstream news. Folks, the mainstream news is so evil in this country. I can't even explain it. It's either you see it or you don't. But so I feel like all that role has already passed. We've informed America. We've got Trump in. It's like we've fulfilled that destiny. We've fulfilled that role. What is our role now? It's to tell you folks, it's time to get battle hardened and realize that you're in a wartime right now. And there are evil forces out to destroy this country. They've been fully activated. And eventually this fight is coming to your front door. It's already here. That's why all the propaganda is hitting you 24/7, around the clock. You can't avoid it. These are the signs. These are the symptoms of an enemy occupation, of an enemy capture of America. And so that means getting storable food from InfoWarsStore.com or getting the water filters or getting guns and ammunition, whatever that means for you, folks. Getting on your knees, praying for God, forgiveness or blessings, whatever that means for you. It's time to get ready, folks. It's time to be ready. Get your sights straight and your heart right with God. Now, we're going to be hearing again from our crew from Chaz, now CHOP. But let me just do this. Because here's the next wave of the fake COVID that they're already getting ready to launch. So it's all being planned out. It's all in the works. And they're going to launch another fake pandemic on us. Now, they may release another real bioweapon. Maybe Bill Gates is thinking about that right now, if he's ready to just kill 6 billion people or not with a bioweapon. Maybe they don't even have that capability that they've been trying to get. But here's where it's going now. Coronavirus cases spike across Sunbelt as economy lurches into motion. And just remember, as they attack any reopening and say that you have to stay home and close your business because of COVID, remember that the left is out rioting every day. But here they go. Oh, the cases are spiking. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. D.C. detects new peak in coronavirus cases. Trump, the super spreader. Oh, because he's not wearing a mask and he's not taking it seriously and now he wants to have the rallies. Oh, it's his fault. Not China that lied about it and released it. The media is evil, folks. They are evil, evil, sick, demented people. Tulsa Health Department Director. I wish we could postpone the Trump rally. Boy, Trump better not. Trump better not. Tulsa World Editorial, this is the wrong time, and Tulsa is the wrong place for the Trump rally. Really, a million people signed up to go. So why don't you kiss our collective ass, you commie dictators. Now, there used to be a time and age in this country where a commie walked down the street, you beat his ass to a pulp. And you know what? Nobody complained. Nowadays, commies run around beating your free market loving capital ass to a pulp, and they celebrate it in the media. Again, another sign and symptom we've been occupied, ladies and gentlemen. You better recognize. Trump rally called dangerous move in age of coronavirus. Oh, but the rioting and the protest by the leftists with thousands of people being promoted by all the Democrats. Oh, that's not a threat. That's not a problem. Don't you know the coronavirus actually thinks politically. It has like a satellite attached. And it's just like going around like, beep, 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 beep. And then it gets into a crowd of people and it kind of sends out its sensors like, beep, 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 beep. And then it's like, oh, no, this is a crowd of Democrat, liberal progressives. I'm going to move on. Pew! And it just moves on. And then it gets to the Trump rally and it sends out its beacon. Beep, 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 beep. And it's like, uh-oh, we've got some America-loving, God-fearing patriots out here. It's time to spread. Time to activate. Pew, beep, 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 beep. Right? I mean, that right? That report was from CNN, right? No, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Report, Wuhan lab took delivery of world's deadliest viruses months prior to coronavirus outbreak. So basically, folks, this lab in Wuhan is the bioweapons research lab that Bill Gates and Fauci are running. That's it. We found it. So all their bioweapons come out of that lab. You just got a little taste of one. China reports 57 new coronavirus cases amid Beijing outbreak. China locks down 10 more Beijing neighborhoods over COVID-19 outbreak. Strain in Beijing COVID-19 outbreak, not like the type circulating in China, CDC chief epidemiologist. China shuts vast Beijing market as it hunts coronavirus cluster. So they're building it up for round two, ladies and gentlemen. Building it up, hyping it up. Maybe it's a new one. Maybe they just released a new one. Getting ready to spread that somehow. But, you know, why not just also use this opportunity to kill women's femininity as well? Shorter hairstyles will help stop the spread of COVID. Ah, yes. Yes. Yes, chop your head off, ladies. Just like bald for BLM. Because it's all about taking away the power of femininity from women. So if you're a woman and you lose your power of femininity, you have nothing left. They want you to chop your breasts off. They want you to not be with a man. They want you to not be feminine. Then what are you? Well, you're a product of the system. You're a slave to the system. It's like a male that hates being masculine, that thinks masculinity is a problem. So they cuck themselves and they dress like women and then they even become women. Well, what are you really? You're a product of your corrupt environment. But look at this murderer, Andrew Cuomo. Yes, Andrew Cuomo is a mass murderer, by the way. You didn't hear it on CNN, but it's true. Mass murderer Andrew Cuomo threatens to reverse reopening in Manhattan, Hamptons, amid rampant coronavirus social distancing violations. Oh, but nothing about the Brooklyn protests that had thousands of people shoulder to shoulder. No, 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 no. That's no problem for mass murderer Cuomo. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and get mad, but this is a damn joke. Andrew Cuomo is a mass murderer. Mass murderer. Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's murdered more people than Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, Cuomo doesn't bend him up backwards and sideways and turn him into some weird freak art piece like the Podestas, but Cuomo sends the COVID into the nursing homes and thousands die. And then they cover it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, we know about you, Cuomo. Oh, boy. You know, I'm just going to stop right there. But when the state of New York is aligned against you here at InfoWars, boy, they are really scared of this broadcast. And I'll just leave it at that. Grim blame game over virus deaths in besieged nursing homes. Yeah, because everyone knows it's Cuomo's fault. But you see, now the hospitals and the nurses and the doctors are going to get the blame. And they're all going to point right at Cuomo. Cuomo, you made us put him on the ventilators. Cuomo, you made us put the infected patients into nursing homes. Andrew Cuomo is a mass murderer. The fact that murdering psychopath isn't in jail is a direct threat to everyone in the state of New York. But hey, Anthony Fauci says, don't count on the summer reopening. We've got COVID round two coming. I'm Anthony Fauci. I helped run a bioresearch lab in Wuhan, China, that this virus came out of, killing millions of people. And I'm proud of it. And now I'm going to kill the economy with it. Because I'm a sick psychopath freak. And me and Bill Gates and Cuomo are going to murder you.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I want to open up the phone lines coming up here. Get your take on everything we've covered so far. And that phone number to call in is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. Ted Cruz is in a bit of a spat with Hollywood hater Ron Perlman right now. And Ted bet Ron Perlman $10,000 that he couldn't beat Jim Jordan in the ring. We're still waiting to see if Perlman will accept that invitation, but don't hold your breath. I've also got some other news here. This is incredible. Massive bribe to stop Ukraine probe of Burisma founder intercepted. $6 million intercepted this weekend by Ukrainian officials. U.S. cash. Let me repeat that one more time. $6 million U.S. cash. $6 million U.S. cash. Ukraine's anti-corruption prosecutor Nazar Koloditsky said former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter, who once held a board seat, was not complicit in the bribe attempt. So here's what's going on. Last week, the Pentagon released $250 million to Ukraine for foreign aid. Ukraine is actually trying to get to the bottom of this Biden corruption. It runs deep, millions of dollars. So Who knows where the $6 million in cash really derived and was really paying it off, but would you really be surprised if it wasn't Joe Biden himself or Hunter Biden himself, who can't even afford his child care payments, allegedly, but was making millions of dollars illegally in Ukraine? $6 million U.S. cash intercepted, a bribe to stop Ukraine probe of Burisma founder. And again, this is the company that the Bidens are all tied up in criminal behavior up to their eyeballs. So, we'll see if Biden ever goes to jail for his treason. 54 scientists have lost their jobs as a result of NIH probe into foreign ties. 93%, so it's about 50 of the 54 scientists, had hidden funding coming in from China. Wow. Wow. Just a little hint where a lot of the money is coming from. A lot of the power is coming from China. So China leverages its economy of 3 billion people. China leverages its slave labor to attract industry and manufacturing. China leverages its fixed economy that just prints cash to bribe people to come in, get involved, and stay silent. And they spread it all throughout the world to cover it up. That's why you don't hear about the Wuhan lab that released the biological material. You don't hear about Charles Lieber with Harvard smuggling biological material to China. You don't hear about Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's ties to the Wuhan lab. You don't hear about Barack Obama, who had to shut down the lab in North Carolina in 2014, selling that biological material to China. These are all acts of war. Now, again, this is the point in my head where I look at the president of the United States and I think, what are you doing? You're tweeting a lot. But Joe Biden committed open treason. He's running for president against you. Barack Obama committed open treason. He's out there running Black Lives Matter behind the scenes. Known terror groups have taken over Seattle, funded by Black Lives Matter and other such people that all can trace back to George Soros. He's still operating. But you, the American citizen, want to have a funeral for your granny? No. You, the American citizen, want to open up your business to full capacity? No. You, the American citizen, want to go to a concert? No. You, the American citizen, want to go to a ball game? No. And here's the worst news. If we go along with all this now, I mean, they'll eventually reopen everything, but you're going to be a total slave at that point. And so it'll be, oh, I'm so desperate to go to the concert or the ball game. Yep, I'll give you $5 to Black Lives Matter. Yep, I'll take the vaccine and take the insert or take the chip. Whatever I got to do, just let me out of my house. Let me have a funeral. Let me run a business. Let me go to a ball game. And America will buy it, folks, unless they know what it is. Unless they know it is evil. Unless they know it is a lie. Unless they know it is the first shackle in the chains that will enslave them. But America does know now. And it'll be interesting to see when this finally goes down what the new economy will look like. Because Hollywood has no support left. They just have Chinese funding. And all of these sports leagues that were still kind of clinging to their popularity, I'm done with them. I can't even see anything NBA basketball related without vomiting. Getting lectured by LeBron James about how I'm bad because I'm white. This guy probably has 10 houses and boats, hundreds of millions of dollars. Sits here and tells me, hey, inaction against inequality is bad anywhere. Ignores the slave labor in China that makes all of his shoes and equipment. You, LeBron James. Same with the NFL. Oh, they're all planning on taking a knee.
Mm-hmm. All run by China. China started it, folks. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Let me give you a little hint here. Let me give you a little behind-the-scenes, fly-on-the-wall action. Colin Kaepernick was in a contract year. His career as an NFL quarterback was over. He knew that. Teams were already trying him out as in different positions. He knew his career as a quarterback was over. He was a system quarterback. And, hell, good quarterbacks come and go that can actually throw the football well and sustain success. And he knew that. And he had 1 year left with his contract with the 49ers. I think it was like $6 million or so. I don't know that number. Maybe the crew can find it. Point is, quarterback, contract year, knows he's probably at the end of his NFL career, probably the last contract he'll ever get if he didn't sign an extension. But he decided to not sign the extension and actually walked out of his contract. So this is a very oppressed black man that walks away from $6 million. I mean, must be tough. Must be tough to be so oppressed you walk away from $6 million. Oh, but see, that $6 million was chump change compared to what China was offering him through Nike. And so Colin Kaepernick made the measurement, or it was made for him, said, well, I can make $6 million in one more year in the NFL, and that would pretty much be the end of me and my career. He knew it. Or he could walk away from that $6 million and sign a $10 million or even $50 million deal with Nike, but all he would have to do is take a knee and start a racial division, race riot movement in this country against white people and against police. And he did his measurement and he said, well, I'm done as a quarterback. I've got $6 million on the table. That's nice. But what happens to me after that? Not so sure. Well, if I walk out of this contract and I take a knee and I do this whole social upheaval and lie about civil rights and lie about race relations, I can get $50 million plus from Nike and be famous? Okay. Okay, I'll do that then. I wasn't going to play much football anyway. So I'll walk away from the $6 million. I'll take my $50 million from China and Nike, and I'll start race riots in this country against police and white people. Boom! That's Colin Kaepernick. And the media tells you he sacrificed it all. A total lie. America is so racist that Colin Kaepernick, a black man, gets adopted by two white people, becomes rich and powerful beyond any of our wildest imagination, and then tells you how oppressed he is as he leaves millions of dollars on the table, and then America burns to the ground, and everybody takes a knee because he made it popular, and it all came out of China, and it all came out of Nike. It's all an attack against America, folks. And you have to understand, these leftist liberal progressives hate America, so China has become their natural ally.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.